We present All Gas and Gators. Episode 4, The Bishop Turns to Crime. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and John Barron. With this week's guest stars, Kenneth Connor as Elby Stickles and Sam Kidd as Samuel Tupp. It's Saturday morning, and the bishop is busy clearing out the palace. The hall is filled with such items as old trunks, broken pew ends, discarded hymn books, not to mention unwanted musical instruments. With a hey and 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 a hey on it. No, 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 no. No. Stuffing it up. Well, on no account.
I'm so sorry, my lord. I'm sorry.
Mr. Elsie Stickles will be here to collect all his junk any minute, and there's no time to play the banjo.
Bishop, I found this box of regators in the cellar. I've got them off.
Oh, well done, Henry. Anything else down there?
Only a bomb.
A bomb, Archdeacon? My dear Henry, is it safe?
I think so, Bishop. It's got Merry Christmas written on it.
Oh, my lord, look. Someone has taken down that lovely framed photograph of the Dean. Who on earth would do such a thing?
I would, Newt. In fact, I did.
But you can't throw that away, my lord.
Oh, can't I?
Well, not possibly. It was so kind of him, the way he brought it over himself and hung it up personally.
Kind or not, I refuse to eat another meal in the dining room with that thing looking at me. It upsets my digestion.
But he inscribed it himself.
Don't I know it? Have you seen what he put, Henry? Straight is the gate and narrow the path.
Not very jolly, Bishop.
But what would you say to him, my lord? He's bound to know that it's gone.
Oh, I should tell him there was an accident and he got smashed.
But you can't, my lord. It would be an untruth, wouldn't it, Archdeacon? I mean, it isn't smashed, is it?
As ever, Newt, your ethics are irreproachable. Now, would you go up to the attics and see if there's anything else to go?
Oh, well, there isn't, my lord. I've already looked.
Nevertheless, please go up again.
But I've been five times already in the 249 steps.
Healthy exercise is good for you, Newt.
Very well, my lord.
Newt, take your time. Don't hurry back.
No, my lord.
Well, Bishop, I think I'll just put this box of gaiters down.
How clumsy of you, Henry. You put it right on top of the photograph of the Dean. And you smashed it.
Really? So sorry, Bishop.
Oh, now it'll have to be thrown away, won't it? Let's put it with those old hymn sheets.
Oh, my word, my hands are filthy.
Ah, well, wipe them on this, Henry.
Oh, I wouldn't like to use your handkerchief, Bishop.
Oh, that's all right, Henry. It's Newt's. Mm-hmm. He won't mind.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
That'll be Mr. Stickles. Ah, Mr. Stickles. Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Come to collect. Is it all this stuff here?
Yeah, well, there may be a few more things in the attic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not humping nothing down the apples.
The apples?
Apples and pears. Stairs, Bishop. You're having trouble with your plates?
I should say so. I've got corns like globe artichokes. Come on, we'll get loaded up
now. The question of price.
£2.
£2? Well, I expected a much higher price than that.
Oh, people always do, Your Honor. But I tries to keep the prices as low as possible, you see.
Yes, well, in this case, I must insist. There are a great many objects here. I mean, take this handsome screen, for example.
Oh, well, I mean, if you insist, that's different. Shall we say, £3?
Well, even that, I fear, it's not quite.
Oh, well, I'm quite ready to oblige. Shall we say £4, then?
The Bishop,
Be quiet, Henry. Even £4, Mr. Stickles, when one looks around at all these very nice things.
Well, yes, I must say, Your Honor, you're a gentleman. £5 it'll be, eh?
But the Bishop... A moment, Henry, please, let me deal with this. I have the organ fund in mind. Now, let us say 5 guineas, Mr. Stickles, and call it a bargain. Do you agree?
Certainly. Whatever you say.
Jack!
Yes, sir.
Jack's my man, you see. Right, oh, Jack, now get loaded up.
Well, is it all to go?
You want it all taken, Your Honor?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Right, Jack, the old lot, mate.
Yeah.
Here, now. Will you pay cash or by cheque, Your Honor?
Well, I don't understand.
The 5 guineas you're paying me to cart this lot away. Now, will you pay cash or by cheque?
But I thought you were going to pay me.
Me pay? Pay for a load of old rubbish? You've got to be joking.
I tried to warn you, Bishop.
Well, cash, Mr. Stickles. Let it be cash.
Oh, thank you very much.
Here we are. £5. Guineas. Very well. Here you are.
Thank you very much, Your Worship. Right. I'll get on with it then. Right, Jack. Come on, mate. Let's stop.
Right, oh, well.
Well, I suppose it's worth a fiver to get rid of that photograph of the Dean.
My Lord.
Dean. Good morning.
Good morning, my Lord. Good morning, Archdeacon.
Hello, Dean.
What is the meaning of this removal, men? My Lord, are you leaving us?
Leaving?
Well, I always say we learn more from our failures in life than our successes.
Dean, I am not leaving. I'm merely clearing out some useless rubbish.
Rubbish? Rubbish? There appear to be many objects here that are very far from rubbish. Still, it's none of my business. No doubt this man is giving you a handsome price, my Lord.
As you say, Dean, it's none of your business. Now, to what do I owe this pleasure?
I've come to ask a favor, my Lord. I have to leave immediately for the North on family business.
What a pretty...
Not bad news, I hope.
My niece has become engaged, and I have to go up there to...
Congratulate her?
To break it off. The young man is not desirable, and my sister feels that I am the most suitable person to sever the connection.
Oh, definitely.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but you did say everything had to go.
Yes, yes,
right.
Everything.
Thanks very much. Right, Jack, you take the chair and I'll bring the screen back.
Right. As I was saying, my wife is to accompany me, so there will be no one left at the deanery to look after my greenhouse. And I am particularly concerned for my precious Malayan pitcher plant.
Pitcher plant?
It is very rare and extremely valuable.
Does it have a pretty flower?
It has no flower worth speaking of, Archdeacon. Its interest lies in the fact that it is insectivorous.
It's what?
It eats insects. Or to be more exact, it lures them, traps them, kills them, and then sucks out their nitrogenous juices.
How nice.
It's not nice at all, Archdeacon, but it is extremely fascinating. I can watch it for hours. Unfortunately, its health has recently been giving cause for concern.
Indigestion, I suppose. Oh, I'm sorry, Dean, but I really can't undertake to spend the weekend catching nourishing flies.
That will not be necessary, my Lord. The pitcher plant does not rely on insects for nourishment.
Only for amusement, I think.
But it is essential that it should be maintained at a temperature in excess of 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Last week, unknown to me, my wife took a bath.
Really?
It was some hours before I discovered, and when I did, it was almost too late.
You mean she was dirty again?
I mean the plant was almost dead, Archdeacon. She had drawn off all the hot water, and the greenhouse temperature had dropped alarmingly low. This must never happen again. It must be checked daily. I checked it at 4:30 yesterday and made up the boiler. You must do the same today at 4:30. If you do not, the pitcher plant will die. Do you understand?
Oh, well, of course, Dean. But, I mean, how shall I get in?
Here is the key to the side door of the deanery. I will put it here on the table. Here, by this piece of rag.
Rag?
Oh,
that's Newt's handkerchief.
Handkerchief? Oh, hardly very hygienic to leave a dirty handkerchief lying around. Now, where is my coat?
I don't know.
I put it down on a chair with my cape. Where is my cape?
I've no idea.
It was with my hat. Where is my hat?
Perhaps it's with your coat. Where's
your coat.
Oh, really, Henry, don't start all over again.
Good heavens, it's great. Just look at the time. I must leave immediately. My train.
That's at the station.
Excuse me, gents, please.
Oh, Mr. Stickle, have you taken this gentleman's things by mistake?
Well, you said everything here was to go.
Oh, well, I didn't mean literally everything.
Well, you said everything. Jack heard you.
Jack!
Yes, Al? Didn't his honor say everything here was to go?
Yeah, everything, Al. I heard him say everything.
Why is that man wearing my coat?
Your coat?
Certainly it is my coat.
Ah. Well, you can't have it, Jack. It belongs to the thing, gent.
But Alf, you said I could.
Yeah, well, never mind about that. I'll find you something else. Come on, take it off. Give it here. Here. And take that stuffed cat out, will you?
Okay, Alf. Right. But I still don't think it's fair.
There you are, Mr. Thank you. It's hard on Jack, you know, Your Honor. Hard on him. He's taken quite a fancy to that coat.
Ah, oh, well, yes, yes, Mr. Stickles. We all have our little disappointments.
I mean, granted, it's cheap material and a bit threadbare. But old Jack's not all that particular.
My case, my case, my lord. I must have my case and my hat at once.
Of course, Dean.
There's absolutely nothing in either attic, my lord. I did.
Oh, never mind about that now, Luke. Please run out to Mr. Stickles' van and see if you can find the Dean's case and hat.
Did you say run, my lord?
Yes, of course, run! I only have 10 minutes to catch my train. This is the height of irresponsibility.
Here, lend me a hand with this table, will you, sir?
Me? Yes. Oh, yes, of course.
Please don't waste time fussing about that table.
It's all very well for you, mister, but I'm not going up to that van empty-handed. If you just take that side there, will you?
Right, yes, sir.
Is it now? Why have you stopped?
I'm afraid I can't take this.
That table? Why not?
Not the table, Your Honor. This bit of rag here.
Rag? What bit of rag?
This here on the table. Look, I have to draw the line somewhere, you know. Ugh. It's not hygienic, is it? You know what I mean?
But that's my handkerchief.
You? Well, I must say you do surprise me.
But, my lord, what have you done to
me? Oh, don't fuss, loot. Put it in your pocket. Go and find the Dean's case and hat quickly.
Jenny Bell. But I do think it's a limit. That handkerchief has got to last me till Monday.
Oh, don't worry, dear. Don't worry. We'll soon have your hat and case for you.
I should hope so. Now, my lord, you are sure you know what to do?
Yes, yes, of course. I'm to go to the deanery at 4:30, check the temperature, stoke the boiler, or rather get Newt to stoke the boiler.
Precisely. And remember, it is a matter of life and death.
Well, I can't find the case and hat, my lord, but look what I have found, the Dean's photograph, and would you believe it, it's absolutely smashed to pieces. Mm.
Ah, some more apple Betty, Henry?
Well, I wait and say no, Bishop. I do love Saturday lunches.
Ah, pass your plate.
Are you preaching tomorrow, Archdeacon?
Yes, in the morning, at Ringmold. 2 spoonfuls, please, Bishop.
What are you giving them, Henry?
Oh, my old standby, self-denial. Thank you, Bishop. Bishop, is there any more custard?
You seem to have finished it, Archdeacon.
Oh, pity.
What are your plans for this afternoon, my lord?
Same as every Saturday, Newt. A couple of hours of contemplation in the study, eh, Henry?
Rather, Bishop. My turn for the comfy chair, I think.
Oh. Is it? Oh, well, yes, I suppose it is. Well, you can bring us our coffee, Newt.
Yes, my lord, yes.
Before you've done the washing up.
Yes, my lord, yes.
It's so difficult to get help at the weekends, Henry. Come on, let's go and contemplate. By the way, Henry, we mustn't over-contemplate. We must remember to go and see about the Dean's boiler, or we'll never hear the end of it. You've got the key, haven't you?
No, Bishop. Didn't he give it to you?
I haven't got it. Luke! Have you got the Dean's key?
Key? What key?
Well, the key to the side door of the deanery.
Aye, my lord.
Now, wait a minute. Let's think. I'm sure he put it on the table.
Bishop, I've got it.
Oh, thank goodness for that, Henry. Give it to me, will you?
No. I mean, Mr. Stickles has got it.
Mr. Stickles?
Yes. He must have taken it with the other stuff.
Oh, of course, Archdeacon. Like he did the Dean's hat and coat.
Oh, you realize what this means, Henry?
I think so, Bishop.
It means we've got to go all the way to Mr. Stickles' yard and get the key back.
It means something else as well.
What's that, Henry?
I'll have to wait till next week for the comfy chair.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stickles.
Ah, it's you, Your Honor.
Afternoon, Stickles.
Good afternoon.
Just a minute, I'll turn the telly over. Right. What can I do for you, gentlemen? Don't tell me I left something behind.
Oh, no, on the contrary. We've called because you appear to have taken one item too many.
Oh, what's that?
The Dean's key. You must have picked it up by mistake.
We've come to get it back.
Well, you said everything in the hall was to go.
Oh, yes, indeed. Everything but this key.
I'm afraid it's too bad, Your Honor.
Oh, not at all. It wasn't your fault, Mr. Stickle.
No, what I mean is, we made a deal, didn't we? I mean, everything I took out of your place belongs to me now, you
see. Oh, but of course. But this key...
Oh, I'm sorry, but I got a business to run here, you see. I let you have that coat back because you asked for it, and that wasn't easy. Jack was very upset and cooked, yeah. You should have heard him on the way home.
Oh, but this key is of no value, Mr. Stickle.
Pardon me, Your Honor, but it must be to you.
Ah, to me it is.
Well, if it's of value to you, it's of value to me.
Well, can't we come to an arrangement?
That's what I mean, business, you see.
We're prepared to pay.
Ah, now, that's different. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yes? What?
Well, I'll let you have the old load back again at double the price. And then if you change your mind about anything, you'll be all right with it.
But I don't want the whole load back.
Sorry, that's my last word.
Well, it's mine, too. I refuse to be wrong.
Think of the pitcher plant, Bishop.
What? Oh, all right. £10
guineas.
Very well. Remind me to go to the bank on Monday, Newt.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Now, where is this wretched junk?
Oh, it's round about in the van.
Perhaps it isn't too much to ask you to lead us to it.
Oh, sorry, it's all locked up. You see, Jack's gone off with the key.
When will he be back?
Oh, I don't know. He's in a funny mood, you know. Oh, you know, I've upset about that coat. He'll be back on Monday, for certain.
Oh, but that's too late. The plant will never survive till Monday. Eh?
Sorry, I can't help you anymore, I'm afraid.
But you must.
Must? I tell you, I can't. After all, it's Saturday afternoon, you know. Here, I'm missing grandstand. Excuse me, gents. See you Monday. Good afternoon.
Oh, but... Well,
my lord,
come on.
Suppose to stoke the boiler an hour ago.
Oh, don't remind me of that noot. Henry, what do you think will happen?
Where no wood is, there the fire goes out.
Proverbs, chapter 26, verse 20.
Well, the point is, what are we going to do?
Well, couldn't we go to a locksmith?
At this time, on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, what about the police? I'm sure they'd help.
Oh, I'm sure they would, Loot, and unfortunately they would also tell the dean. No, the answer is much simpler than that. All we have to do is to get into the deanery without a key.
I know someone who might help.
Who?
What? Sammy Tutt.
Oh, is he a friend of yours?
Oh, yes, a very old friend. He's a burglar. I knew him at Parkhurst.
Oh, I'm so dreadfully sorry, Archdeacon.
Very Newt, the Archdeacon was the chaplain at Parkhurst.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Henry, dear old friend, what a good idea. Where does this man Tutt live?
Oh, but my lord, think of your position.
I am thinking of it, Newt. And if the dean comes back and finds I've let his plant die, it'll be a very uncomfortable position.
But consorting with criminals.
Criminals or not, Newt, it's any port in a storm. Come on, Henry. Lead me to Mr. Samuel Tutt.
Well, I must say, this is an honour, your lordship.
Thank you, Mr. Tutt.
Quite like old time, eh, Mr. Archdeacon?
Oh, definitely.
The Archdeacon, you see, was always visiting me in my room.
Oh, you mean when you are in,
Yes, that's right, sir. Sugar, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Goodness, I say, what a beautiful sugar basin.
Yes, isn't it? Solid silver. William the Fourth. I picked it up a couple of weeks ago.
You mean you are...
Oh, yes. Oh. I'm in the antique business now, you know. Oh. Yes, I've got a little shop in Pilgrim's Walk. You may have seen it. A treasure chest. Here, my card, your lordship, if you'll pardon.
Thank you, Mr. Tuff.
Oh, yes. I'm a very respectable citizen these days, Mr. Archdeacon. My past is a closed book.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Completely.
You wouldn't care to open it.
Oh, no. No fear, Mr. Archdeacon. That is something that I'd rather forget.
Oh, well, we understand your feelings, Mr. Tutt, but...
Oh, yes, they do you credit.
It's just that we want help to break in.
break in.
Well, what I mean is that we have to open a door to which, unfortunately, we have mislaid the key.
And the person who owns the door mustn't know that we've broken in.
If you follow.
Oh, yes, I'll follow.
Oh, no, please don't understand. It isn't in any way illegal. It's just that we have to open this door.
Hey, why don't you get the police to open it up for you?
Oh, well, if you say we couldn't ask the police, you see.
Yes, that's all. You may take it from me, Mr. Tutt, that there's a very good reason for not involving the police.
There usually is, my lord.
Will you help us?
I'm afraid I can't.
Oh, Sammy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Archdeacon. But I promised Mrs. Tutt, you see.
I thought we could depend on you.
Well, for old time's sake, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yes.
I can't help you personally, but I'll let you have my bag of tools. My old bag. I've been meaning to get shot for it. It's under the floorboards here. Now, if you can just help me move the table, sir.
Yes, of course.
Oh,
Mr. Tutt. Thank you. That really is most kind.
Yes, thank you, Sammy. You won't regret it.
Well, I hope you won't either. Well, there you are, your lordship. I must say, I never thought I'd be passing these on to a bishop. And you, Archdeacon. After all you used to say to me in the old days.
Yes, but this is different.
Oh, yes. That's what they all say.
Oh, good gracious, look at the time. The plant, we must go. Thank you, Mr. Tutt. Good day to you.
Goodbye. And remember the 12th commandment.
The 12th? What's that, Mr. Tutt?
If you get caught, don't squeal.
In nearly 4 hours late. Come on, there's not a moment to lose. The plant must already be showing signs of distress.
Here's the bag, Bishop.
Good. Undo it, look.
You may not own it, I'd rather not. Really.
Look, this is no time to be squeamish. Open it at once. Come on. What have you got there?
A tin of treacle, I expect.
Treacle, Henry? Surely not.
No, you're right, my lord, it isn't.
Well, of course it isn't.
No, it's golden syrup.
Syrup, how very odd. Does Mr. Tutt have a very sweet tooth, Henry?
No, Bishop. Burglars always use a tin of treacle to break windows.
Amazing. You'd think they'd find something much quieter, wouldn't you?
No, they spill it on brown paper, then stick the paper on the glass and break it with a blunt instrument
so that the fragments stick to the paper.
That's it, Bishop.
Oh, isn't that clever? Isn't that most frightfully clever? I rather think it's frightfully clever. Well, I'm sorry, my lord, I'm sorry.
Well, we shan't need the treacle. It is essential that we get in unobtrusively so that we can collect the key from Stickles on Monday and return it to the dean as though nothing had happened.
You mean pick the lock?
That's it. Excellent, Henry. Newton, find the lock.
Yes, my lord. Yes, here. Well,
Oh, come on now. Hurry up.
Yes, my lord. Glove. Screwdriver. Torch. Pair of stockings, here. My lord, what does a lockpick look like?
Well, it's very difficult to describe.
Oh, Archdeacon, can you describe what a lockpick looks like?
It's a piece of bent wire.
Oh, I see, yes. Brown paper, a spoon. What's this, then? We don't want that. No, I'm sorry, my lord, I can't see a lockpick.
What was that you just threw away?
Well, nothing, just a piece of bent wire. I'm sorry.
Here we are, Bishop.
Good. Now, Henry, give us a demonstration of the skills you learnt at Parkhurst.
Right, Bishop. Now, I'll just put the wire into the lock and try to feel the mechanism.
Have you done it?
No. I'll try pushing it in further. Oh, dear.
Why, what's the matter?
Oh, it's fallen through. On the other side.
Henry, what are we going to do? We're absolutely floored.
My lord, I just remembered something about this lock.
Oh, splendid. No, you've redeemed yourself. What is it?
Well, it's worked by handle inside. I've seen Dean open it.
My dear, look, fascinating is this reminiscence. May I remind you that what happens inside is only of the most academic interest to us at this moment.
But, Bishop, if we broke this window, we could reach in and open it.
Henry, so we could. Quick, Newt, get the brown paper and treacle.
Oh, but my lord, we can't. I mean, remember, it's important we don't do any damage.
We're not going to do any damage. We're just breaking a window.
But what will the dean say?
The dean, he'll think the wind did it. Now, Henry, are you sure this treacle method works?
Yes, Bishop.
It's standard practice.
Right. Now, Newt, I'll hold the paper and you start spreading the treacle.
Right here, my lord.
Oh, that's a bad hat.
That's my lord.
Right, Rick, put it over the window.
Yes, of course, yes.
Good. Now, Henry, hand me a blunt instrument.
Here. He has the jemmy, Bishop.
Thank you.
Well, is this what a jemmy looks like?
Well, here goes.
Well, but what about the damage, my lord?
Who cares about the damage? I care about the damage.
Oh, can these bones live?
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 3.
Oh, it would be pointless to ask for an explanation of this deplorable, this squalid scene.
You are quite correct, Dean.
We wanted to save your boiler, Dean.
But I left you the key. Why didn't you use the key?
Well, why didn't we use the key, Luke?
Well, we couldn't find it, Dean.
The whole thing is beyond credence. My bishop, his archdeacon, and his chaplain breaking and entering my house.
We were only trying to save your pitcher plant.
My pitcher plant? Oh, quick, I must get to it at once. Give me that instrument.
Here you are, Dean.
What is this mess on the handle?
It's only treacle, Dean.
Treacle? Oh, Henry, I must wipe my hands.
Luke, give the Dean your handkerchief.
My lord, it's got to last till Monday.
No, this is an emergency.
Oh, very well. Here it is, Dean.
Yes, thank you. Well, what on earth? I can't wipe my hands on this.
Oh, Dean, don't worry. We'll find you something else.
Out of all the incompetent, irresponsible behavior.
Oh, Bishop, on the ground. Henry, will you stop tugging at my sleeve and help me find something for the Dean to wipe his hands on?
Why, doesn't he use his... handkerchief?
Use my handkerchief? I haven't got one.
Yes, you have, in your top pocket.
What? My silk handkerchief? Oh, well, I suppose I must, though it will not please my wife.
Look, Bishop. Look.
What?
There, on the ground, the key.
Cool. Bishop.
It fell out of Newt's handkerchief.
Newt, pick up the key there. It fell out of your handkerchief.
Oh, Moses.
Here you are. What you are all whispering about?
Us. Whispering.
Oh, yes, Dean. Well, it's just that...
The key is here on the ground.
The key? How did it get there?
Well, you see, it fell out of...
Someone's pocket. Fell out of someone's pocket, but how?
Well, you see, it was wrapped in the handkerchief when I went...
Did I accidentally tread on your foot?
You mean it was in my handkerchief all the time?
Certainly, that is a construction that could be put on the situation.
But, my lord, I...
Sorry, Luke. I mean, was that your foot again?
But I could have sworn I gave you that key this morning.
Well, Dean, we all make mistakes.
But my lord, the Dean did. Oh, I say, Archdeacon.
Sorry, Luke. Was that your other foot?
It seems, my lord, that I owe you an apology.
Well, Dean, it does rather look like that, doesn't it?
It seems I have been hasty and hasty. My pitcher plants. Excuse me, I must hasten at once.
Oh. But, my lord, I thought you said the key was in my handkerchief.
My dear Duke, what does it matter whose handkerchief it was in? Remember the Dean's favorite text? Straight is the gate and narrow the path.
But what's that got to do with it?
Everything, Luke. The gate is now open and the path leads us back to the palace. Where, Henry, I'm going to pour you the largest sherry you've ever seen.
And I'll do my best to drink it, Bishop.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, the Reverend Newt, Derek Nimmo, the Dean, John Barron, Elvie Stickles, Kenneth Connor, Samuel Tuft, Sam Kidd, Jack, Ronald Forpa. The Bishop...